Getting back to bevacizumab, one of the interesting, I think, sort of unexpected ideas that's come out in the last couple of years is the idea of bevacizumab normalizing blood flow to improve delivery of chemotherapy, which is definitely not the way we started out thinking about this. What do you think about that?
I think that that's a topic that requires further exploration. I think it's a very tenable hypothesis, and I know that there's some data suggesting this might be the case. But it's a long step from showing that something is logical and feasible as an explanation to showing that it is the explanation for the phenomenon. I remember the old TV commercial with Michael Jordan doing fantastic things with the basketball. And whenever asked, he would say, you know, it's not the shoes. It was a shoe ad, obviously, a basketball shoe ad. Having good sneakers is very important to a basketball player, but it's not what makes a basketball player great. And so identifying something that is associated with the activity of an agent doesn't necessarily explain why that agent is doing what it's doing.
Any guesses or speculations about how Bev's going to do in the adjuvant setting, and how does that tie into the self-seeding thing?
Well, speculation is it should be studied. It's obviously bevacizumab and other anti-angiogenic agents should absolutely be studied in the adjuvant setting. In fact, if the self-seeding hypothesis is right, the earlier you use these agents, the more effective they're going to be, since the metastatic process is absolutely dependent on seeding. And in early breast cancer, when it's micrometastatic, that might be the absolute best time to intervene with the ability of seeds that have already spread to attract the blood supply. So that, if anything, self-seeding theory would suggest that anti-angiogenic therapy should be more active in the adjuvant setting than against advanced disease. We have a lot of questions that have to be asked in this regard, though. What is the proper combination with cytotoxic therapy? What is the proper duration of exposure? And what's the best agents to combine the drug with? We're only going to sort that out with clinical trials.